You gonna read with us this morning? Gonna read some out of the book of Genesis, the first chapter. First chapter, book of Genesis. Then we're gonna read a few verses out of the 17th chapter of the book of St. John. We appreciate all of you being here today for the service. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. We are glad to have you. Appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be here today. I really do. I was thinking, Brother Steve made mention about he knowed he was going to be there. Made preparation a long time ago. It amazes me, really does, the majority of people in this world that will not recognize the Lord as for anything. But one day they will. The Bible says it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I've always said this, repentance is good for you. If we really know how good, we'd do more of it. But it's good for you. I don't know this morning what we're going to do or say, but we're going to read some scripture and we'll just trust that the Lord will send what we stand in need of today. I'm not on trial. I'm not operating in a trial period. I believe this morning as a person that I know who my Redeemer is. I have that opportunity. I have that privilege. And I know him. I've made it a purpose in my life to know him. We sang a song, number 6, I think, in the church hymnal. I want to know more about my Jesus. We sang that song, but I wonder sometimes how much more we really won't know. I'm not being smart aleck this morning. I don't mind telling you that I know my Redeemer liveth. Best thing to ever happen to me. Best thing in my life was when I got saved. Born again. Free from sin. Happy. You see me sometimes out and about, you might not think I'm too happy. I've just the way I am. My daughters has told me before, said, you're just too serious. Well, it's pretty serious. You bear with us. There's a lot of people that does not believe this word of God. They just don't believe it. They've laid hold of a lot of fables, a lot of theologies. We're living in a world that absolutely, now there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with having choices. But there's normally rewards, benefits, happenings that comes with those choices. I don't know if you've ever made a wrong choice or not, but I have. And some of them I've just had to swallow. Well, I'll make the best out of what I got. Till I can do better. You say, preacher, can you do better? Most definitely. The Lord will help you, not only spiritually, but He'll help you naturally, if you'll let Him. If you'll just listen to Him. I think most of our problem is listening to Him. Genesis, the first chapter, the first verse, says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth." Or the deep. "And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called He seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the third day. God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven, to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that they may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and every fowl of the air, and everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. I'm going to read one verse out of the second chapter. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. 17th chapter, the book of St. John. Starting with the first verse. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading of Genesis, the first chapter, and a little bit out of St. John. Now, I know this is very, very familiar scripture, or it should be, to be honest with you. And I don't know altogether, as we've done said, what we're going to preach this morning, what we're going to get on. If I even got a thought to tell you that I had a thought. But I'd like to stay around, the Lord help me, this morning about that God created. That God created. The Bible says that God created. Now, I want to say this. It takes faith to please God. It takes faith to believe in God. And whether the truth of it is, I really want to talk about some things, my friend, that are unreprovable. You cannot prove out of it. You can't get out of it. You can't change it. You didn't make it. There's some things, my friend, that God created and put in place in the beginning, my friend, that are still going on today. Now, you might say, preacher, they got a Big Bang Theory and they've got this going and all such as that. But if you'll believe in the creation of God and that God created, and that he put in place, you'll find out that it's still the same today. It's in order. There's no way, my friend, that you'll ever change the sun. Think about it. There's no way that you're going to change what that sun does. The Bible says that it was set for the day and the greater light. Brethren, there's nothing that you can do that'll change that sun. It has been, it always will be, and brethren, it'll be the ruler of the day. The Bible says it's for times, signs, and seasons. Brethren, whether you live here or whether you live across the world, my friend, it's got the same job tonight. Yes, it does. Does the same thing. Now, I know there's certain places in this world that you can go. You can go some parts of Alaska, my friend, and they got 6 months of day and 6 months of night. It does not matter. The sun still rules the day, my friend. Woo! I'm going to tell you something. You've got a creator. You've got one that created you. And brethren, he wants to have fellowship with you. Steal that away. Steal that away. Doesn't matter how wicked. Doesn't matter where most people don't believe in it. Brethren,
You ain't gonna change the way. No, you're not. Brethren, the Bible said that he set some things in order. He created some things. He saw they was good. And brethren, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Woo! You cannot change it, my friend. It may be September, but if you got up in the morning and it was 29 degrees, my friend, there'd be things outside that'd be froze. Wouldn't they? There ain't no changing. You say, preacher, oh, you can get into science. I've talked to a few chemists. Physics. The law of physics. Brethren, laws such as this, people can explain just about everything, but I got news for you. You can't explain how this man works. Can't do it. We're different in certain things. We're different in genes a lot of times. We're different, my friend, with how we accept things and how we deal with things. Are we not? Brethren, most of you act just like your parents did. Nobody gonna amen that. Think about it. That's not a problem. God don't see that as a problem. Brethren, God made man an individual being today. But brethren, he gave him authority over everything that he made this morning. Yes, he did. But there's some things you can't change. They sang the song, used to quite a bit. Young folks did. Who made the sea? Who made the waters, my friend? Say you can come this far. Yeah. They do. You can go to any coast in this world. And brethren, you'll find it. They'll say high tide. Yes, sir. Gonna be out here. Yes, sir, you watch it. You won't see it in too much with these visible eyes, but all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's out yonder. You know what? It ain't coming back until high tide. Huh? Preacher, there's more to that. I got news for you. That moon that's stuck up yonder in the heavens, brethren, it regulates that sea. Yes, it does. You can believe it or not, I'm no doctor, but I'll promise you one thing. As you age, my friend, you'll find out that that moon changes the way you feel. I ain't telling you no lie. Huh? Things will happen, things will change, and you'll wonder what's going on. Just look. Just look. There's some new, some full moons I don't mind too much. There's some of them I hate. Preacher, you a werewolf? Not a bit. Not a bit. I want you to know, my friend, when God created this thing, brethren, he created it to operate and function. Why do you think it is you can go out there and get an apple, my friend? And if you wanted to, you could take them seeds that was in that apple and plant it. Yes, sir. You know what it'd do? It would produce a tree and start bearing fruit. He made it that way. He created it that way. Did he not? We're not going to change, brethren, God's creation. I don't care what you say. Preacher, people really don't believe that. They ought to. They ought to. You know, do you know why I believe that word? By faith. I believe in a God, my friend, that created things. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. I have talked to a God that created things. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he's talked to me. If you'd listen, my friend, you might hear him talking to you. Yes, sir. I'm not one of these, and you might think, well, preacher, all that stuff is just elementary. It's just going to happen. There ain't nothing I can do about it. Did you know, my friend, there's something you can do about how you accept it? Yes, sir. Whether you really believe it or not, my friend, is how you live. I know what I'm talking about. People, my friend, I can't help it. People, my friend, have changed their ways of worship, my friend, but God has never changed. Amen. Nor will he. Amen. No, sir. No, sir. It don't take, my friend, some magician, it don't take, my friend, somebody telling you that they're going to preach on mysteries, my friend, it don't take that to get my attention. Truth of it is, it don't take that for you either. Preacher, you just going to believe, makes no difference. I believe. I believe. I believe from the heart. Don't you? Think about it. But God created. The Bible says in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The heaven and the earth. In the beginning. That's all he created. The earth was without form. Without form. Void. You know what that means? Without form, my friend, it had no form to it. Hear me? Void. Empty. These people, my friend, want to prove to you the prehistoric age. My friend, the age that goes beyond. And my friend, I want you to know that God created it all. I can't preach you nothing else. I can't preach you nothing else. I can't talk to you, my friend, about other things. Why is that, preacher? Because that word won't back it up. I'm going to live by the word. Truth of it is, you are too. Whether you recognize it or not, he is the word. Bible said it is in the beginning. Word was in the beginning with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And He made all things. There was not anything made that was made that he didn't make.
Amen. Amen.
John, first, that's New Testament.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, sir. That's New Testament. Folks, there's no form or fashion or reasoning, brethren, with that God created. Now, you say, preacher, you really believe this. You better believe I do. You really think that God created this? You better believe I do. I've always said, my friend, and I'll say it again, they look at a tree and they'll look at a fossil, they'll look at something they found, and they'll talk about how many billions of years it is, my friend. God created it. Yeah. Well, preach, He didn't create a worm. He didn't create, my friend, a baby. When He created man, He created a full-grown man. When He made them trees, Tracy, they was full-grown. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Full-grown. Now you measure how old it was. Huh? Think about it. But God created the heaven and the earth, and brethren, He was not finished with them. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Darkness. There's things, my friend, that happened in the beginning that are still true today. Yes, they are. The Bible says, my friend, that in this heaven, my friend, they were waters. And He separated the waters. Did He not? He put a firmament between the waters. There's waters up there, and there's waters down here. He divided it. He divided it. And when He divided it, He looked at it. He said it was good. It was good. Right? Then He took the waters that was down here, and He gathered them all together. What He said? He gathered them all together and appeared dry land. And the waters that He gathered together, He called seas, plural. Seas. But the dry land He called earth. Where we live, ain't it? It's what we're familiar with. Now, I'm going to be honest with you this morning. And I don't know why I feel such an urgency. But I'm just going to be honest with you, brethren. The way this world's going and the way people are acting, brethren, this chapter in the Bible means nothing to them. Nothing. The Southern Baptist Convention, years ago, my friend, parted because of the first 11 chapters in the book of Genesis. Yes, sir. Split. A lot of them didn't believe it. A lot of them wouldn't have it. Pure and simple. You wonder why this world's in a mess? We got so-called believers, my friend, that does not believe. Will not have it. cannot abide by it. Listen, I have no problem with the first chapter of Genesis, nor the second, nor the third, nor the 11th. I have no problem. You looking at one, my friend, that believes them.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I believe they have important facts. Yes, sir. Why was it, my friend, a few years ago they thought they found the ark? They said they did. That rested on Ararat. The truth of it is, it don't matter whether they did or not. I still believe what that says.
Amen.
Don't you?
Amen.
I do. I believe what that says. The Bible says that they come a day, brethren, that the only thoughts, the thoughts of man's heart, brethren, was only evil continually. Somewhere around the sixth chapter. But there's a man by the name of Noah.
Yeah.
Bible says that he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Yes, sir. God had grace. Grace. And God having grace on Noah, he gave him a pattern to build an ark. And told him it was going to rain. You know what happened? It rained. Took him about 100 years to build this, according to what the book says. 100 years in building this ark. And you know what? When he got it built, you know what the Lord told him? He said, come in. Come in. Did he not? Come, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's still saying, come. His hands are outstretched, saying, come. There's one thing, my friend, that'll keep you outside the ark. You know what that is? Unbelief. Unbelief. You cannot, you will not ever be a part of the church, the ark of safety today. You'll never be a part of it unless you believe. That's a fact. God created the fish of the sea, the cattle of the field, beast of the field, fowls of the heavens, fish in the sea. Did he not? He created all this and he saw that it was good. He created all this and then he said some words, my friend, that he had not said in this whole chapter. Let us make man in our image.
Yeah.
All that he created was not in his image. I read it to you. Not the beast of the field, not the cattle of the pasture, not your favorite pet. Listen, brethren, none of those things are the image of God.
Amen.
Why is that, preacher? None of them have a living soul.
Amen.
Fact.
Amen.
They're created.
Yeah.
Let us make man in our own image. And he did. And he said, male and female, he created them. I didn't write the book. I'm going to tell you something. There's not anything that God created that you'll ever change that'll work. Preacher, you're preaching in the wrong generation. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. We're in the midst of a world, my friend, that will not have one word I've preached to you this morning. Not one word. They'll turn a man like me off just like that. You know why? Bible says because their deeds are evil. They don't like the light. Preacher, you a light? I'm trying to be. Yes, sir. Not only that, I'm trying to preach about a light. Huh? Yes, sir, and it ain't the sun. Not the S-U-N, anyway. But it is the S-O-N. Brethren, when he arises in your heart, I'll promise you, you won't have a problem figuring out who you are. There's nothing he created that he didn't tell them to be fruitful, brethren, and multiply. Nothing. God created it for such. There's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason that there's a male and a female. Yes, sir. Nothing in this world has got out of order like the man of which he created. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. He loves you. He cares for you. And the truth of it is, my friend, he'll save you if you'll believe upon him with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. God created. Now, the Bible says this world, my friend, that God had created in, when man went awry and went away from him, separated, there was no relationship. You can go over in the book of Genesis and you'll find when Adam had sinned and Eve had sinned and what come with it. But during the course of all the years down through the Old Testament, my friend, that relationship had not been repaired. There was still a separation. God didn't create it that way. Do you know that? He didn't create it that way. The Bible plainly says, my friend, that the voice of the Lord God came walking in the cool of the day. They had some communication. They had a relationship. And the voice cried out and said, Adam, Adam, where art thou? First time he had ever had to ask him, where was he? Yeah. And things had happened. Had they not? Adam said, we hid ourselves because we was afraid. Huh? They had never been afraid before. But sin had entered the picture. I'm going to tell you something. You can color it any which way you want to, but brethren, when sin enters your life, it separates between you and your God. It always has, and it always will. There's some things, my friend, you will never fix on your own. It takes you and God. Nothing. So it come down to the place to where Christ was fixing to pay the sin debt. And he cried out to his Father and he said, Father, glorify thou me with the glory that we had before the world.
Amen.
You hear that? Preacher, Christ wasn't in the beginning. Oh, yes, he was. Oh, yes, he was. He's one of the main characters. Yes, he is. Let us make man in our image. It denotes, my friend, that there's more than one. I'm going to preach to you, my friend, that there's all three there. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, whichever way you want to put it. There's all three in the midst of the makings of this world. But he said, Father, glorify thou me with the glory that we had in the beginning of the world. He wanted something, didn't he? You know what the Father said in one place? He said, I have glorified thee. And he said, I will glorify thee again. Yes, sir. Created. I don't know this morning, you say, preacher, oh, that's the first chapter in the book of Genesis. Why would you want to go all the way back? My friend, I'm going to tell you something. There's some important things in the first chapter. Some important things, brethren, that we need to know who created them. Where they come from. And the truth of it is, me and you will not change their course. Do you know that? Makes no difference what you do. You're not going to change. There's people out there, my friend, that'll tell you all about worm theory. Things are getting warmer. I listened to a man, a scientist, for 30 minutes. He had 30 minutes to talk about why we was in the warm part. They got a word for it, and it ain't coming, but that's all right.
Global.
There you go. Global warming. 30 minutes, this scientist, my friend, just as how many facts he had and how many things he taught, he'd give it out. We're in the midst of global warming. I didn't know nothing about the documentary. I just stopped it one day looking at it. Well, when he got finished, they said, Dr. So-and-so, this other scientist, my friend, was going to give his theory. So we had two different theories. And his theory was we was going back to the Ice Age. And he spent 30 minutes proving his theory. I'm going to tell you my theory. Preacher, you got one? I sure do. I sure do. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. That sun and that moon is going to shine just as long as there is a earth for it to shine on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know that we're living in time. Things, seasons still change. They just slow about it. The way I look at it, they're just slow about it. Now, when I was growing up, my friend, I'll be honest with you, about the 1st of October, we'd have some snow. Might not be much, but we'd have snow. And we'd had frost back in September. That's when I was growing up. Yeah. People says, the saying is, my friend, that you'll know that it's the end of time because the seasons. Nowhere in the scripture you find that. Rather, you'll find the opposite. What did he promise Noah when he got out of that ark? What was the promise? He said, as long as there's life, he said, there shall be seed time and harvest, summer and winter, night and day. Ain't going to change, is it? Ain't going to change. Ain't going to change. You look at my power bill and tell me, my friend, that we didn't have a cold month this past year. You look at my power bill, my friend, and tell me that we didn't have a hot July. And it rained more in July than it has any other month. You hear me? But you know what? We're in the midst of summer. No, Labor Day's coming. They say summer's over. Summer, my friend, won't be over till he turns the cold on. You hear me? But it will come. It will come. Why, preacher? Because that book right there says it will. And it's going to. If the Lord let me live, Crafton, I'll lay down tonight, my friend. It'll be dark. Yes, sir. It'll be dark. And Lord, let me live. Cody, when I get up in the morning, we're going to see that light. You say, preacher, you just think it's going to be there. It's going to be there. It's going to be. He created it. He put it there for this purpose. Folks, if that sun and that moon, my friend, ain't operating, you ain't operating.
Amen.
You can't make it without it. Glory! We are on man, ain't we? We're on person. Ain't nobody gonna tell us what to do, how to live. I live in that world. Don't you? I live in that world. I really do. I'm gonna tell you something, folks. I'm gonna tell you something. He never made this body to live forever. But there's something on the inside that can. Yes, sir. He created it that way. Yes, sir. And I don't care who you are, and I don't care how warped your mind is. Brethren, if you could ever get clear enough to believe in God, He'd save you this morning. Amen. He can do it. Preacher, you think He can save an atheist? Yes, sir. I sure do. He can save some of these other things, whatever they are. He can save them if they'll ever get in their right mind. Yes, sir. If they never get in their right mind, they'll never make it. Bruce, I don't care how many churches they put up and put them in charge. My friend, God did not create it that way.
Amen.
He ain't going to start today. No, He ain't. Things ain't going to change. They're not going to do it, Mike. I look around the house, my friend, and I got a bunch of squirrels. They come from wherever. A lot of them live there. But you look around out in the yard, my friend, you'll see some long ones, and then you'll see some's real short. Small body. They're babes. You know what? them birds fly around. I got some woodpeckers, and I got old granddaddy that I ain't seen this year. But I've seen his son, and I've seen his grandson. You hear me? They're around. Preacher, why does it happen that way? It happens that way because God created it that way. It's going to happen, folks. Yes, it is. All this other junk they're coming up with is just what I said, junk. Yes, sir. There's nobody in this world. You say, preacher, you ain't changing your mind. There's nobody in this world that'll ever change my mind. I had a man to tell me. He said the Lord talked to him. The Lord got a hold of him. He had heard some preaching down through the way, and this is a pretty intelligent guy. He said, I was an atheist. He said, I didn't believe in God. I didn't want nothing to do with God. He's one of them, but he's an intelligent feller. Had some knowledge about him. Had some smarts about him. Yes, sir. Take you to him today, he'll tell you the same thing. He said, I was in a restaurant eating breakfast, reading the newspaper. He said, and the Lord got to talking to me. He said, and I couldn't find a church fast enough. Atheist. Didn't want nothing to do with God. But God appeared unto him. Saved him. Saved him. A few years later, called him to preach. He had never thought it. But you know what he done? He believed. Huh? He believed. It doesn't matter what capacity you're in. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how dumb you are. Lord don't either. Do you know that? The Lord don't either. He don't save us based on our intelligence. Thank God. Huh? But he will save us, my friend, when we come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and believe upon him. I don't know this morning your heart. Come get a verse of song. I don't know what you stand in need of. You might think, well, preacher, that's just an old story. Well, that old story, my friend, was the beginning. The beginning. And it just amazes me at how much he created that is still in order today. Still. There must be some truth. Must be some truth in the midst of it. Yes, we're our own beings. Yes, we have choices. Yes, we can make choices. He's let us be our own free moral agent. He didn't beat me over the head to be saved. But I'll tell you what he did with me. He gave me more than one opportunity. But he kept dealing. He just kept dealing and kept coming. And I'm going to be honest with you. I was illiterate. I was ignorant to the fact about how God worked. I was ignorant, my friend, to the way that God dealt with me. Never had in my life been around it. But I can tell you one thing. I believe with all my heart that God was talking to me. And when I really realized that he is dealing with me, then I come. Then I come, best thing I ever done.
best thing in my life I ever done was give my heart and my life to Him and just try to live for Him. That's all we can do, folks. Just try to live for Him. Try to ask for His guidance, ask for His help. And brethren, when He tells you no, you know what no means? I didn't have a hard problem figuring out what no meant. My dad let me know right quick what no was. And he also let me know when he said no, it was it. Don't come back. Huh? No? Sometimes I had to ask. I know the answer, but I still had to ask. But when he said no, is it. It's the end of it. Didn't worry about it. Can I tell you something? When the Lord says no, there's a reason He's saying no. Pay attention. Listen. It could save your life, naturally and spiritually. It could save your life. I'll tell you this. You keep going when He says no, you're going to get in trouble. And when you get in trouble, you're going to know it. And when you get in trouble, you're going to feel terrible. Worse than that. But God will forgive if you'll come with a penitent heart. He will forgive. Let us stand while they sing.